fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is our roundtable. We'll see who joins us today. The prepper tip today, pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Hunker down. Maintain your situational awareness. The expanded prepper tip, prepare for a 2-week lockdown. They're saying 10 days. I'm saying 2 weeks, beginning possibly January, excuse me, December 18th, this coming Friday, or January 6th. Could happen anytime. And just get what you need. Make sure you got what you need. Okay, I'm not sure who's with us. It looks like we got Leon with us. I don't believe Steve O'Neill's with us yet. So, and Steve Bannon typically pops in when he gets the opportunity. So, Leon, it's just you and I for the time being, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, we can handle it, can't we?
Absolutely.
I met Leon at the first prepper exposition put together down in Springfield, Missouri, and that's been, I think it was 12 years ago this spring, this coming spring, wasn't it, Leon? I believe.
I'm not sure about that. I thought it was more closer to 10 years, but we'd have to look in the date, but yes.
Regardless, Vince Finelli put together a wonderful preppers expo. It was attended by many, many thousands of people. Leon was there with all the doTERRA folks, and Leon and I hit it off right away, sometimes we both say, brothers with different mothers. And mm-hmm. We've been working together on the Littles doTERRA project all these years since, and helping many hundreds of people all over the country get their lives back and work together. And I've since found out, of course, that Leon is a serious prepper. He's one of the best informed preppers I've ever run across, and I've known quite a few, of course. But on the roundtable discussions we have on Tuesdays, we talk about the events of the day, the geopolitical matters, what's going on in the world that affects all Americans. The two big topics right now, of course, are the vaccine and the election, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir, and thanks again for the compliment. And, yeah, those are the main things. But when we talk about There's so many. It's like the onion. There are so many layers to this, and this whole pandemic, COVID, has been planned. You know, they deal with the financial takeover, and you know, moving us into a cashless society. And so there's so many different facets and nuances to this, and so this is where, you know, going to John's website and, you know, looking up the intel, and like you were talking about earlier about situational awareness. Well, you know, it's good that you're situationally aware when you get in and out of cars and when you're traveling, but also around your own property. You have to worry about OPSEC, you know, for what people can see from the road or even from the woods. And so many people don't take that into account when they, you know, when they're moving and leaving things out so people can see. And, you know, sometimes hunters are wandering around or they wander on the wrong property. And so having surveillance and security devices that can alert you, the people on your property are beneficial. And I think we talked about the Dakota Alert System that allows you to, you know, it has both seismic, but it also has motion detectors that it can reach out to you and contact you on your security base at the house as well as on your your radio, so like a Baofeng radio. So you get double input. And so many times people just think, you know, nobody's worrying about me. But when it comes to food, everybody's a target because when people are hungry, they go everywhere. And so, you know, it's
right.
Crucial that you always maintain situations.
That's right. Well, here in my state, Missouri, during the Great Depression, the deer were hunted out to extinction. People were hungry, and they hunted the deer until there was no deer left. At the end of World War II, Missouri Conservation Department had to bring deer in from another state, I think Indiana, it may have been Ohio, it doesn't matter, to repopulate the Missouri deer herd because it had been absolutely decimated during the Depression. Places like Bosnia, all mammals were fair game for hunting and eating. Birds, dogs, cats, rats. Venezuela, the same thing. People going into the zoo and killing giraffes and whatever they could kill, or zebras, and making barbecue out of giraffes and zebras. When people are desperate, they do desperate things, don't they, Leon?
Absolutely. And people who've been in combat in some of these really bad areas, you know, cannibalism is, you know, they joke about it on Hollywood movies, but that actually becomes an issue worldwide. And so, you know, they always talk about long pork is the other description of it. So, you know, this is where you have to be prepared. And people, normalcy bias, they dismiss it, but because it is just so alien to them. But they watch all the movies, and I don't know if they just think it's entertainment, but many times TV gets or the media gets it right in the fact that desperation causes people to do everything that's imaginable and many things that are not even imaginable.
That's right. That's right. Well, the purpose of this conversation is to give people a heads up, let them know that hard times are very likely not too far away. We're hearing from respectable journalists. Mike Adams is my opinion, a respectable journalist. Does some great reporting. Not 100% accurate, but then what journalist is 100% accurate? Mike has some excellent sources. My friend Dave Hodges, excellent sources. Leon and I were house guests of our mutual friend Ted Brewer down in Florida last year. Ted has some excellent sources. All these men that I know and personally and respect are ringing the alarm bells as loud as they can for people to get ready, get prepared for what's coming. No matter who is the next president, whether it's President Trump or Joe Biden, we're in for hard times, aren't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. And I think a lot of people many people have mentally conceded, thinking it's over. And so if they lose, they're going to become apoplectic. And if the Supreme Court makes any changes or the Ratcliffe hearing and all that, the report comes out. And so And if they win, Kamala Harris has already said, through hook or crook, I will do an executive order taking away the Second Amendment. So either way it is, you have to prepare. We have a very short window. And so And things may happen even before then, especially when you're describing the two-week lockdown or 10-day lockdown. So, and then back with the, when you were talking about with the food and the mammals, well, that was when we only had roughly 100 million people in America back in the Great Depression and after the 1940s. And we didn't have anywhere close to the amount of firearms. So now, you know, the population is pretty more than tripled. And I don't even know the exact number, but there's over 700 million guns in North America. So when we have all these people with all these guns, the wildlife and livestock is going to be decimated very quickly. And like you said, it was extinct just in the state of Missouri. But imagine having 60 million people with guns running around saying, look, I'm going to eat everything before it's all gone.
Right. Well, the area I live in, the two main agricultural pursuits in my area are timber and cattle. And I'm already working with several cattle ranchers around here to coordinate with them and give them advice on how to keep their cattle safe if the times get become really hard. So those plans are in place. I also have personal knowledge that the sheriffs in many Missouri counties are working with their militia members. That would be men and women between 18 and 65 to prepare to activate the militia if and when necessary to protect innocent lives and property. Pieces are being put in place nationwide by responsible individuals such as county sheriffs to protect lives and property. It's also responsibility of individual families to take care of themselves, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. I mean, when I said the buck stops here, it applies to you at your front door. You know, you're responsible for everybody inside. And, you know, depending on your belief, it may also apply to neighbors and people, other Americans. So, you know, by being prepared, you can help others and you can make a difference in your community. If you are not prepared, then you're going to be one of the wandering people with their hands out saying, can you please feed me?
And then being a refugee is not a good place to be, to say the least. We got a caller on hold here, Leon. We got Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you guys. If President Trump does not, quote unquote, use the nuclear option and declare the Insurrection Act and go all the way, do all that he can to stop this, if he doesn't do this, if he doesn't have the courage to do this, should he have ever been president to begin with? And ultimately, how do you think history will view President Trump if he does not do this action?
Well, first of all, this president is very courageous to live the life he's lived and achieve the things he's achieved. I believe, Paul, he'll do everything within his power and within his ability to protect the republic, to prevent a national security risk who is in the form of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris from taking office. He can't do that. It would violate his oath of office. So it's not going to happen. I hope that helps there, Paul.
Yeah, I guess in a way. It's just, you know, there's a lot of talk about this Insurrection Act, and is he going to do it? I guess what I'm just getting at is I hope that he does, you know, everything he can. And with this critical time in history, it's going to take, like, the strongest possible leader possible, somebody to stop this. And I just, it's kind of how I feel about it, that, you know, if he doesn't, you know, do whatever, the Insurrection Act or whatever, then maybe he wasn't the right man for the job at this critical point in history to begin with.
Right. Well, God, thanks. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised, Paul. Thank you for the call. Donald Trump is a man of courage, in my opinion. What do you think, Leon?
I do, too, but then I also look at who surrounds him, and, you know, he allows to stay in, on another good bar, and he was involved with the Ruby shooting, and it's like, wow, does he? Sometimes he gets the most stellar people, but he also allows Fauci to keep dragging on and being a control freak.
Yeah,
and he says, I'm going to fire him after the election.
Yeah, I thought Fauci would be gone months ago. Why he's still there, I don't know. I have a high level of confidence there'll be a second term for President Trump. I also have a high level of confidence that people like Fauci and Birx will be gone. We'll get a new attorney general. Sidney Powell would make a great choice. She's a former U.S. prosecutor. She's more than qualified to be U.S. attorney. there's going to be some big changes in a second Trump administration. I'd love to see Robert Kennedy come back into the administration. He was part of the administration initially, the first couple of weeks, and somebody advised Robert Kennedy and the president, no, it's too soon. We can't take on the pharmaceutical industry this first term. They'll smash us into the ground. So they put that on hold for 4 years. Robert Kennedy's been all over the planet advising people the dangers of vaccines. Good for him. I think he may be back in the administration. I'd love to see General Mike Flynn in full uniform walk into the White House to meet with the president and once again take a high-level position within the administration. That would be a real kick in the teeth for liberals, wouldn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. But then, and then on that same, on the other note, you know, who did he put, I think it was the Secretary of Commerce, and that was Ross, the person who was his, you know, he's the one who helped bail him out back in the day and coordinated the money. This was Dr. Ted is talking about, is, you know, the money that was lent to him and bailed him out for the casino bankruptcy. And so it's like, okay, yeah, I know he wants to pay back old friends, but when you bring in some of the negative influences of the past, it's like, okay, so he has so many, and then you've seen pictures with him and Epstein. So, you know, I pray for the man and his family, and he has leadership, but it seems like either way, we have issues with, you know,
well, a hard time ahead of us, no matter, and we're in agreement there, Leon, no matter who becomes the next president, we have hard times ahead of us. Far as being photographed with Epstein, that's just a social thing that, you know, when you travel in those circles, you get photographed with people that travel in those circles. That's just part of that, living in that world of private jets and golf clubs and the kind of social interaction that people participate in at that level. I've never been part of that. Don't anticipate ever being a part of it. But if I was, I would be photographed with those kinds of people as well as you would, Leon, because that's just the people you'd be associating with at various social and civic events where these kind of photographs take place. I wouldn't really worry about that one way or the other. In the meantime, this this preparation for a lockdown, let's talk about that a little bit. Today's the 15th. The 18th is just 3 days away, 16, 17, 18. People need to look at the basics, don't they, sir?
Yes, sir. And I would say even take a little further than the basics because, yeah, obviously, you know, you need food, water. And, you know, you've heard of the dark winter. I think we talked about that years ago with the Chinese mentality of, you know, there'd be some kind of power outage. And FEMA's even talked about it, too. So. And I think they even talked about having 6 months without having power. What would you be able to do? And so, this is a program called the National Shakeout. And I think it's like 22 states, and they take into account California, the Cascadia, and the San Andreas Fault. But pretty much the whole Western Seaboard is preparing for this, and that it deals with earthquakes and the incumbent tsunamis and how that would affect humanity, especially in those areas. And they do trainings that incorporate the military, education, medical, in which they train people. And one of probably the most serious one, other than Cascadia, would be the New Madrid Fault. And they don't have the same because I guess I don't know if it's apathy or ignorance, but you know they don't have the same zoning and building codes that they mandated on the West Coast, and also in Japan. The reason why a lot more people didn't die during the tsunami, Fukushima, in that area was because of, you know, they've learned so much. So in the 40s and 50s, they're saying, if we don't change our building practices, we're going to have even more fatalities. So a lot of things are important.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 15th of December. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I am so glad, I'm so happy that I not only got EMP Shield for my own vehicle, but for my daughter, my son-in-law, my oldest grandson. It gives me peace of mind knowing that the people I love can make that one most important trip of their life, that one trip home. When nobody else can drive, they'll be able to drive. Nice $50 discount if you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. Leon and I are talking about preparedness. We got a lockdown possibly coming in 3 days. Don't know for sure. A lot of unknowns here. Maybe December 18th, maybe January 6th, maybe not happen at all. That's what I hope. Not happen at all. That sounds like the best case scenario to me, doesn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. Except for if they want to incorporate that. But if they,
I wrote some email traffic that you're interested in helping train people to get prepared. Well, this is your opportunity right now on Tuesday, the 15th of December, to help thousands of people. We got between 30 and 50,000 people listening to us right now, Leon. That sounds like a good sized football stadium full of people. And I'll start with the beginning. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's winter time. The first day of winter is Monday, the 21st, next Monday. And a way to stay warm is pretty basic and elemental, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And,
so,
and I saw on your website the rocket stove you have. So yes.
Right. You know, you're not going to get a rocket stove and get it next week. They're running several weeks behind on orders. They hired a new employee to do help with the orders. But a rocket stove would be an excellent way to stay warm. A ventless, very important, ventless propane heater. I say ventless because it's easier to install and it's a lot less likely to gas you out, would be a good way. There's other alternatives. Those are the two that come to mind. And neither one requires electricity because the power grid is certainly at risk, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And it's been that way for, there's been test runs on them out in California. The two people with AKs took out transformers and they were down for, I think, 3 to 6 weeks. They still haven't caught them. So that was it's almost like a beta test, trying to figure out how responsive are the law enforcement and how much surveillance do they have. So, you know, and most of that stuff has been suppressed because people don't, you know, they don't want to hear about it. But
no,
if
no.
You have the ability, just like the EMP shield, you can have it on your solar and you can have it, I have it on my military generator, the diesel generator at Fremont. And so by having that, you have the backup. And we had a smaller class, a solar flare just in the last week and a half. Now, if you start getting up to the big ones, the X-25s, that's a life changer. And
if
that comes
Earth,
from the sun,
it
has
life
nothing
changer,
to do with
or a life ender may be more appropriate.
Right.
People make a flippant comment, oh, we'd go back to the Dark Ages, oh, we'd go back to the 1890s. Well, I'm not going back to the 1890s would be quaint and fun if you had the infrastructure of the 1890s. Why the 1890s? That's because there was two things they didn't have then, a power grid and internal combustion engines. We had steam engines, and we had steam power, wind power, animal power, people power, water power, but no internal combustion engines and no power grid. And what do we have back then, Liam? We had a completely functioning country. People could travel from one end of the country to the other in a very luxurious train with a steam engine. You could order goods manufactured in Chicago, have them delivered in California, manufactured goods. We had a functioning postal service, fire departments, hospitals, military, police departments. Basically, duplicating everything we've got today in 2021 without internal combustion engines and without a power grid. Here's the big problem. All that stuff, the steam engines, everything that made everything work, if it exists at all, it's in museums in very limited quantities. So going back to the 1890s without the infrastructure of the 1890s, that sounds like something that the Navy War College says 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead in a year. You're probably familiar with that, aren't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. And the same thing with the U.S. Senate Commission report on EMP said the same thing. And one other thing is that we didn't address is people, 90% of the people were gardeners. They were farmers. Now it's flipped around. Only 4% of the U.S. population are farmers. So when Joe Public decides, hey, I'm going to just start growing in my backyard in the middle of winter, it's going to be a little too late. And they can't do that with 300 plus million people all of a sudden, and they don't have the skills.
No.
So. No, and sanitation is going to be through the roof too.
Right. Well, lack of proper sanitation will kill you as quick as a, maybe not as fast as a bullet, but it'll kill you just as surely as a bullet. It may take a little bit longer for you to linger in anguish and die. But in Special Forces, we had a team medic, and we were under strict orders to report the smallest cut, the least bothersome blister. No matter what it might be, to the medic. That was our strict orders. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. If you're on a lockdown, the internet works. You may take some time to go to my website and find things that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you angry, make you inquisitive, all kinds of things there. You could spend lots of time. We don't just haphazardly put things on my website. Everything is carefully vetted. We make sure that it's the real deal, and it's important enough to be worthy of your time before it goes on my website. So that said, if you're thinking about the new year coming up, the new year is only a little more, well, not quite 2 weeks away. Let's see, the new year will be 2 weeks from Friday will be the new year. We've got a new year coming up. People are thinking about health-related matters. And many of you have been putting up with arthritis pain for years. Well, you don't need to do that. You really don't. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. You've been not getting a great night's sleep for years, maybe using over-the-counter or pharmaceutical products to help you get sleep. That's not good. You know that. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in also. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. If it seems unbelievable, too good to be true, well, that's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Don't try to ask your doctor for a money-back guarantee on anything he or she offers. You will not be well-received. I guarantee you that. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using MasterCard, PayPal, Visa. You can call my toll-free R line. You can mail me a check. My address is right there at my website. And here's that toll-free R line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about preparedness with Leon Green. If you've got a question or comment, let's try to keep it focused on preparedness here for the next, we got about not quite an hour and a half here, Leon, if you can hang in there with us. And the call-in number, mm-hmm. The new call-in number at Republic Broadcasting is 512-248-8252. I want to talk about something rather mundane that most men don't even think about, and women do think about, but they're kind of at a loss at what to do. That would be laundry, family laundry. Once again, using towels and face cloths and paper towels might be exhausted, so you're making do with various other reusable face cloths in the kitchen. And what do you do when the power grid's down, when you no longer have hot and cold running water at 40 PSI? What do you do? Well, here's what you do. You get yourself a Maytag Ringer washer. There's other brands. Maytag was around the longest time, and they got the best reputation. There's other brands. A Maytag Ringer washer. Now, why a Maytag Ringer washer? Here's why. First of all, there's no place to even hook up hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure. Or simply a tub. And you fill that tub up with whatever water you need to put in there, cold water, hot water, put in some detergent. And how do you make that agitator go back and forth? Well, this is the fun part. Some of the older Maytag Ringer washers, they had a small one-cylinder gasoline engine. Those are highly sought after collector's items, and they bring a real good dollar amount when they do come up on the market. If you can find one, good luck if it's in good condition. However, a Maytag Ringer washer can be modified rather simply. There's YouTube videos on how to do this to have a bicycle run the mechanism. If you've got extra children around, they may think it's fun. An 8-year-old boy or girl or a teenager looking for something to do. Put them on that bicycle and let them pedal the agitator to make it go back and forth and get those clothes clean. Obviously, that's not going to happen between now and Friday the 18th. But long term, having one or two or even more, if you've got a big group, you may want as many as four or five or even six Maytag Ringer washers modified to run on a bicycle. I told one of my neighbors, he's a machinist, Leon. I said to him, if you do this, you're going to be a hero with every woman in the neighborhood. And that's a true statement, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And I picked one up in town on a Craigslist ad, and so I think it was like $250. But don't get them at the antique stores. They charge $600 to $800 or more for them, and I've seen them with all sorts of rust. So, you know, I plugged it in, and I ensured that the motor worked and the agitator worked along with the rollers up top. So I agree with you on that, and I'm going to download a lot of those videos. And actually, I had a bike set up elsewhere, and I'm going to have to get another one to allow us to have that ability to do that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I have the solar power and the diesel generator, but it's always good to have a backup to the backup.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. We're calling and holding it, John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, I missed about the first 3 or 4 minutes of your show this morning. I listened to your show on the first hour yesterday with Sam, and then on Hagman Report, you and Sam were working on Hagman Report. What worries me about going to Washington is, you know, these globalists, they might set off a neutron device that we developed in the 70s to take care of the Russian tanks. You got a million men there?
Right.
Neutron bomb goes off?
That's a very slim possibility. I guess not everything's on the table, but it's a very slim possibility.
I agree with Sam.
Well, going to Washington requires things that don't exist yet. We need a recognized national leader, somebody like General Flynn, to issue the call to go to Washington. There has to be local leaders to organize this. There has to be a mission statement. We don't have a mission statement yet that makes sense. What are you going to do when you get there? Stand on the National Mall and sing songs? I mean, we need a mission statement that makes sense. And none of that exists yet. If it comes together, then it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I agree. I agree with that.
But, you know, tens of thousands of men going there that aren't organized with no chain of command and no leadership would be a massive mistake. I think we can all agree on that. Anything else, John?
No, just it's been eating me, and I work at the VA, and the people that work for Trump, they almost have given up, and I'm not even supposed to talk
at
the VA.
Tell them not to give up yet. This fight is not over, okay?
I know. I appreciate everything that you do, everything Sam does, and by the way, the energy cleaner, my father's 84, gets up, no aches and pains, and it does work. I bought that mattress pad for him last week. I got it. And
fantastic.
For the queen bed, and it works great. Thank you. Hey, have
fantastic.
A good day. Have a good day.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Well, Leon, you know, going to Washington D.C. sounds good on one hand. On the other, I don't see any protocols put in place that would make it a worthwhile journey yet. Do you see those yet, Leon?
No, sir. And then the post-election, they had a get together in Washington. Remember, the mayor tried to, or not the mayor, but mayor of the District of Columbia said, you know, we're going to prevent it because we want to ban, you know, the travel. We want to try to do the lockdown. And she wasn't equitable with all the other Antifa and all the other, miscellaneous miscreants.
Right.
And then, you know, he just flew over. Instead of, you know, acknowledging those people who came out to see him, 700,000 people, you know, apparently he just did a drive-by, and I was like, okay, I'd be very disappointed if I went out there and just show support for him, and he just either flew over in a helicopter and waved, or just instead of, you know, even acknowledging him. So I thought that was kind of disappointing. I would definitely be personally disappointed if I rode 2,000 miles and I'm...
Well, we don't know the details about the security details, what risks there were. Anytime the president is in public, everything has to be carefully and tightly controlled. I don't see how that would even be doable there in the streets of Washington, D.C. We got another call on hold here, Leon. We got Susan in South Dakota. Good morning, Susan.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is because I really appreciate your broadcast, and I'm new to it. But I know that Leon knows about the essential oils. And with all the people that have been stressed out over all this and everything, I wondered if he could suggest anything for people with stress and addiction issues to things that, you know, that wasn't something they did before, but now because of all this, they're drinking too much or whatever. And I wondered if he could suggest any essential oils and how to use them that might be a good thing to do.
I think
yes,
Leon can do that. Go ahead.
Yes. Matter of fact, my phone number is 303-495-2188. That's Mountain Time, and if you want to go more in depth, we can do that later. But just briefly, all of the citrus oils and are very effective for stress. In fact, if you YouTube Vanderbilt ER doTERRA, you can see a 3.5-minute long video from Fox News that was a PSA. and they found that the citrus oils alone were 90% effective in reducing work-related stress in a ER, a level one trauma ER, and 95% effective in work-related frustration. So people are dying and the relatives are coming to see them, and they did not like to see them on the cell phone and chatting. So that stress attached with having people pass away in front of you, just using the citrus oils, were very effective. The other ones that are very good for that are balance and frankincense. And so you can do them topically. You can touch them to your nose. You can do them sublingually if you like to taste, or you can also put them in a diffuser. You'll see in the video on Fox News that they use an Aroma Ace video, and they had many of those throughout the ER ward. And you can do that, or you can just touch your nose and have a free diffuser, whichever you prefer. But the other ones for the addictions would be things like black pepper, clove, and if you have the Modern Essentials book, whether 5 or 12, they will go in depth about addictions, whether it's alcohol, cigarettes, pornography, the whole gamut of, you know, the mental, the mind saying, yes, I have a dopamine fix, and I want to, you know, get it fixed with cocaine or marijuana. And so there's a whole list of oils that are effective for different addictions.
Oh, thank you. That's very good information. And I appreciate your phone number. So if I wanted to call and ask more questions or whatever, I could do that. And also, can I order through you?
Yes, ma'am. You're going to order directly. You know, you contact me and we'll do it under John like we've done for the last 10-plus years. And so, yes. And yes, we can do it both on the phone, or we can do it online if you have that access. We can do it on the phone, or I can just walk you through it, whichever you prefer. And if you do it before the end of the month, as long as there's enough left, you know, limited supplies, you can also get an extra free bottle of frankincense for any order over $200. So frankincense is very effective in a whole list of issues. I mean, it is anti-cancer, anti-tumoral, antibacterial. There's so many benefits, anti-inflammatory. So, yes, you can use that as well. And frankincense is also great for a de-stressor as well.
Oh, can I ask one more question? It just came
to
me.
Sure, Susan. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is there anything you can recommend for issues with kidney and liver issues?
Yeah, so now that's going to be a little bit more specific. A lot of times when you said liver, the first thing I think about is, you know, the fatty liver, you know, and that deals with cirrhosis and things like that. So, you know, if you want to talk, we can, you know, get your official diagnosis from your medical practitioner, and then I can submit the information to you that you can provide to them. And well, I mean, when it comes to kidneys, unless you're talking about things like, you know, UTI infections, and, you know, now you're dealing with, I mean, there's so many things attached to the kidneys, and, you know, the kidney and your filter and your liver are filters. So, you know, we don't know if it's heavy metals that you're dealing with. You're dealing with parasites. So, you know, it's kind of hard to do a generic answer to that. So we'd have to get more information. But we can address that. And one other thing, like John always says, is you can go on Amazon right now and order the Modern Essentials book, and you can have it being sent your way. So you can use the oils that you obtain very soon, and then you have an offline reference that is completely independent of the Internet that you can still use and help other people in your group. So I would definitely, you know, pursue that, you know, in the next hour and a half, and we can talk after that, and then we can address the kidneys and the liver like you asked for.
Well, thank you so much. You guys have been such great information and encouraging, and yet, you know, we all have to be thinking in a different way now. So thank you so much for all you're doing. I really appreciate it, and you guys be blessed.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate the call, Susan.
Bye-bye.
All right, the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, people are looking for answers or struggling. Everybody has, not everybody, but many people have health issues. And we'll do what we can to help them, won't we, sir?
Absolutely. One thing you don't see in the news when they talk about all these lockdowns and the social distancing, because humans are social creatures, you know how much the suicide rate has gone through the roof. I've talked to many police and medical professionals, and in Japan, apparently it's up 600% suicides. So, you know, they don't address that issue. And Fauci's like, oh, yeah, we need to do more social distancing. We're going to get rid of Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas.
Right,
that is just
an
evil mentality.
I think it's
horrid.
It is. Well, yeah, Fauci needs to be gone. I have high hopes that following President Trump being inaugurated for a second term, that there'll be some house cleaning taking place, including Fauci being going into retirement or he'll probably take a high level paid position in one of these pharmaceutical companies. That's a more likely thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Back to Moderna.
Yeah. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 15th day of December. We're talking about preparedness. Leon Green and myself, if you've got a question or comment concerning preparedness, just just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Earlier we talked about the Ringer washers being a great way to do laundry. In the absence of Ringer washers, what are you left with, Leon? A washboard. What a terrible way to try to do laundry, right?
Especially, yes, the more people, the harder it is. Plus, you have those you know, blue plungers, or the plungers that you use to you know, put them in a five-gallon bucket with the hole in the top, and you do that. Right, so that's a lot more work as compared to something
that's, a lot of work.
That's worked for 150 years. Right. And like you said, the ladies and people doing the laundry will love you for having the foresight to do something as simple as getting a Maytag washer.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And before we move on, it's a lot easier to get a little bit of electricity to run a Maytag washer than it is to get hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, if you have a fireplace, like rocket stove, you can just put boiling water on there. And even if it's not, you know, 150 degrees, that's going to make a big difference in cleaning, especially in the wintertime.
Absolutely. I got a caller on hold here. We got Wayne in Texas. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Don. Again, just got a quick question here. As far as survival foods like Mountain House and some of these other, you know, long-term storage things, I've noticed I've sampled them, and they're kind of high in sodium, and I don't have really high blood pressure, but I do take like half a pill. Is there any way to mitigate the sodium in those without ruining the flavor and all that kind of stuff?
The only thing I can think of, I'm no cook. Leon's a chef compared to myself. So I'll defer to Leon about how to reduce the sodium in these prepared foods. Leon, you got any thoughts on that?
Well, one thing that's been known for eons is when you put potatoes in soups, if somebody has oversalted soups and other dishes you put potatoes in, and you can either throw the potatoes out or feed them to animals, but that's a way to reduce the sodium. It's a natural way of doing it. You'd have to do a scientific test, but, yeah, that's how people and chefs have done for eons is, you know, is they chop up potatoes. The more surface area, the more they absorb the sodium. And so you can just strain it out, get it before it, you know, turns to the mush, and then all you've done is just added, you know, a thickening agent. But you can do that. And then there's other brands. Thrive makes a lot of organic of, you know, and the Patriots, they have a lot of them that have less in sodium. And I think Mike Adams has a brand that has a lot less, and him being a organic, very much an organic food, would have the specific information. So I'd say check in the other ones, and I'm not saying throw away the Mountain House and maybe put that because it has a 25 or 30-year shelf life. Maybe put that on the back shelf, and then if you continue to acquire more, get some of the better ones that have less in sodium, but also verify. That's one of the dark secrets in the preparedness industry is that the people who make those, you know, they put out 3,000, 4,000. Okay.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be back. We'll continue after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.